Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That is a girl named Rozzi. R-O-Z-Z-I. And check this out. So Jane's obsessed with this song. This girl, Rozzi, was born in the marina, went to high school in Marin, grew up listening to Alice. Loves Sarah and Vinny.
Aww.
So awesome.
That's how you get on the show,
Rozzi. That's how you get on the show,
Rozzi. That happens.
So Jane said she played it a couple weeks ago and her family happened to be listening and everyone flipped out.
Really?
And that was when they called and said, oh my God, she's a huge fan of the station. And Jane thinks she's going to be huge. She says so right here.
Well, Jane
knows.
Practically made Ed Sheeran.
I mean, she gave that guy his career.
Yeah.
So that's a girl who knows. So Rozzi, Never Over You. That's a song you just heard. And she's a local girl. Good luck to you, Rozzi.
How is her? It's spelled differently.
R-O-Z-Z-I.
O-Z-Z-I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rozzi. It's cute. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. A couple special things happening today. First of all, it's National Bagel Day, and Noah's dropped off. They're called Schmearful. They're like little mini bagel bites.
Yeah, they're delicious.
And so it's National Bagel Day, and then it's also National No One Eats Alone Day. So listen, if you're a kid on your way to high school or middle school or wherever you're headed right now, and you see that kid who eats by themselves every day, you know what? You will thank your 20 years from now. You is going to be like, I was a good person. I made a good friend, or I, you know, I think it's so important that you realize that what you're experiencing in school is so not real life. Like people are so stuck in their little mindset in high school and the whole mean girl thing and everything. They just, you know what? Open yourself up and be a kind person. Let's include everybody. And I'm sure my words will make no difference.
They might.
But I wish I had been a different person in high school. Like, I wish I had known what I know now, that, you know, little things that you do, you know, in the long run, it's better to be nice than be cool.
Yeah.
So No One Eats Alone Day is today. Kids all over the country are sitting with students. They don't know to make their schools more inclusive. And that was actually created by a Bay Area nonprofit called Beyond Differences. And I actually know a couple kids who are involved in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, No One Eats Alone Day. Find someone who's sitting alone and...
Very nice.
Be kind.
Oh, National Pizza Day, too. People are texting.
Oh, my
in.
God, is it National Pizza Day? God, what is this, the best day ever? God.
And it's Friday.
I guess I'll have to have pizza today. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So, the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics already happened.
At 3 this morning, right?
Yeah, 3 a.m., I think. We're having troubles because there's a lot of time.
It's confusing.
Anyway, I think we'll get to see it tonight at 5 p.m. I think.
I believe you.
It could be 8 p.m. if they decide to show it on the East Coast differently than they at the same time. I think that it is.
It's this evening.
Yes.
Check your local listings.
And then there's a bunch of stuff already happening. People have written in and say that the skiing's already happening and Johnny Mosley's already calling moguls.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
That's what he's over there to do, which is very cool. It's always nice to see one of our people doing well.
We're trying to get Johnny on the phone, but the time change is brutal.
It is.
I watched it last night. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I heard him doing his... It was great.
Aww. Yeah, it's neat.
He's talking at like a million miles per hour, like, because he knows so much about that, and, you know, he's given the technique.
He's great. I'm so happy that he has parlayed his incredible Olympic success into, I mean, the Toyota ads. He's all over everything. It's great. Mm-hmm. good guy, too. He's a nice man.
He really is.
And he is a man now. I always thought of him as a boy for so long. He was just a child when we met him.
So there's that. The Olympics opening ceremonies and the games have begun. So go USA.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that story that they walked out to Gangnam Style?
I did. I didn't have a chance to get to
it.
It was funny. Yeah, the USA Olympians.
Yeah.
Open condom style.
Oh. They're all like dancing.
All right. So it's officially a correction, as you now may know if you've looked at your 401k or any of your stocks.
I haven't.
Oh, I have.
Oh, I know.
It's awful.
I'm well aware.
It's horrific.
Hourly.
What is happening. But yesterday, another 1,000-point drop on the stock market. And today, it looks like we're starting to get some of that back. But they're calling it a correction, that we were way out ahead of where we should have been.
Sure. We're still way far ahead of where we have been in the past.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I thought this was interesting. Also, I would have read it anyway, but apparently you had an ER visit last night in the middle of the night, which is scary for sure.
Yep.
85% of fitness tracker users, and I am one, I actually have the Apple Watch. And
is it an app on there?
Well, it just does that.
Okay.
It just keeps track of your steps and keeps track of, and I've decided I'm going to wear this thing in the ocean, and so I wear it when I surf, and it charts all my exercise throughout that.
Oh, that's great.
And so it's pretty neat to close all those circles. They've got a circle mapping the amount of time you exercise, and when you close them, you're like, I did. I may be a fat boy, but I did it. I closed the circles.
I can have cake.
I'm okay. Today I'm okay. Anyway, it is interesting to have that. Like, for example, this particular watch, the Apple Watch, I don't want texts on my watch.
Right.
I don't care about it. I've turned all the... But it's neat to get that info about your exercise. So 85% of fitness tracker users would be comfortable sharing that data with their doctors. You'd think that they would. I guess only 50% feel the same about their insurance companies, which is, oh, right. What if they know that I don't exercise
right. And
hold it against me?
Absolutely.
But you'd think that your doctor, you'd want them to know everything
right. Possible,
right?
I guess, unless there was that fear that it would get shared. Which they're not supposed to share any of that stuff, right? You're supposed to be able to tell your doctor anything.
Yeah, and the idea
if it's written down someplace, I always feel like, oh, well, that's definitely getting out.
Really?
I can't tell that.
I mean, they're trying to help keep you alive. That you'd think that it would help to let them know, I have 6 drinks each day.
Yep. Let's just call it 2. Just put 2 down with a little asterisk.
Infamous 2.
Right. Just a couple. 2 a day. What?
It's a big deal.
Right.
Everybody does that.
Sure.
Well, it's supposed to be good for you.
Uh-huh. So Ashley Madison is somehow still around, even though they
hard to believe
all of their customers burned in some kind of data burn.
Breach.
Breach, right. That's what I was looking for. But they're still around, and they asked the question, why do people cheat? A new survey from infidelity site Ashley Madison sheds light on the reason cheaters stray from their marriages. And
so they just took an inner office poll because they don't have anybody using their site.
Right. But 61, I think they're right, though. 61% say it's for the sex.
Mm-hmm.
They're cheating for the sex. And I think that if you find yourself in a long-term relationship and sex has dwindled down to monthly, bi-monthly, sometimes.
And that hot young thing at work is throwing herself at you.
You hope.
How could you possibly have the willpower?
Who's talking about men?
I am talking about men. 99.99% of the people who were on Ashley Madison were men.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
I totally dare. It's super easy to dare on that one. It was mostly men.
Anyway, they also say that there are some other reasons, the emotional reassurance you get from affection and friendship outside of the primary relationship.
Somebody makes you feel beautiful.
The number one reason people cheat, it's the sex.
No, it is never time. And I think that was made clear about a year and a half ago, Ashley.
All right, so I did the research, and
goodness.
What research did you do?
Breaking news, everyone. Hooman has done some research and will now share it with us. Live from Studio B.
Thank you. So the Gizmodo did a tally when the information of Ashley Madison came out. How many men, how many women?
Okay.
So they know for sure 31 million men.
Yes.
Out of the 46 million users. So
2/3.
Yeah, but they looked at the women and they said 95% of the women profiles were fake. They hadn't even been used once.
Yeah, we read that.
Yeah, I remember that.
So 99.9%.
1%.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, look somewhere else because we don't have any women here.
So is that saying that the 1% of women on there were servicing the 240 million men?
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yep.
Yeah. Seems messy.
Wow, that does seem a little incestuous.
Well, she's got her pick. It's like going to Alaska. You can pick where all the dudes line up.
And you're going to pay me to live there?
Like, right. Oh, that's funny. Ashley Madison, go to hell.
These are some things that have been replaced by technology. And as I looked at them, I went, I don't miss one thing on this list. Not one.
Technology.
Buying CDs or having a CD collection.
Yeah, I don't miss that. You know, mostly because I didn't miss lugging it around.
Right. CDs take up space in your house.
And a box full of CDs, heavy. Bulky.
And they get ruined easily. You know how many CDs I ruined in my car where I'm like, well, I have to buy another copy of this, back in black or whatever.
Right. Oh, did you really just step on all the CDs I have on the ground there?
Yep. Well, because we all drive by ourselves most of the time, right. And then you pick that person up. And
they grind it into the sand on the floor. Yeah.
Oh, huh.
I can picture your car vividly.
You know.
Sure.
Having a pen pal. You miss that?
I don't miss it. I actually will write a thank you note. That's about as far as I'll ever go is to sending a real letter. Nobody really writes. But I remember loving getting letters when I was in college. It was the first time away from home. I used to check my mailbox every day. Like, I would write letters just because I was like, oh, God, then they'll write me. They'll have to write me back.
All avoid the mailbox like the plague.
Yeah, you're
that guy, huh? Yeah, I was.
Oh, great. She sent me a letter. Now I'm obligated.
That's right. You are. And I'm waiting by my mailbox. I'm so lonely.
Sending postcards, sending love letters. These are all things that have gone away because of technology. Sending love letters? Yeah, but now you can send pictures of your stuff. I mean, it's so much better now.
That's a love letter.
Yeah, of course it is.
Of a sort.
Why do you think? Yeah, absolutely it is. Handwritten letters people miss. Excitement of seeing how the photos of a roll of film turn out. No, there's no excitement.
No, there was
some excitement.
You
turn it out and you go, oh my God.
These all suck.
I missed every one of the moments in my life here. None of them came out.
You know, the thing is, though, they were so much more precious. Like, I feel like a lot of the preciousness of music is gone. A lot of the preciousness of photos is gone because they're just freaking everywhere. Everybody sees everybody's photos, and you don't make photo albums anymore. And, you know, I have like 100 photo albums, all like curated, and they're all just,
But don't you like
they're all just dusty?
Yeah. There's no
one the kids look at them. I look at them.
But don't you like the interaction element of social media?
Yeah, I can't say that there aren't things I like about it, but I do feel like the preciousness is gone. Like, I don't feel the need to save any photos anymore. Like, I feel like, I could always find that if I needed to.
Well, I mean, like, look, Vinny got something like 1,425 comments. I know he read them all. And responded back to everybody for the engagement yesterday.
Yeah. 10,000 likes. What do we have for likes on the
engagement photo? Well, Vinny is now up to 11,000 likes.
Oh, my God. He is running away with this record.
Yeah, he sure is.
And is that on that's
on
the
Vin
Hassan.
On the Alice, we've got 2,500.
All right. Well, we just put it up this morning, Hooman. Give it time.
Well, it has a better tint on the Alice, everybody.
You did pimp that out very nicely.
Having printed photos around the house, these are things that have been replaced by technology that we miss. Recording TV shows on your VCR.
Yeah, I don't miss that
no
at all.
No one misses that.
No.
Putting photos into albums and making mixtapes is the number one thing we miss thanks
to spend
technology.
Time making everybody had the tape-to-tape recorder.
You missed that? That would seem like such a waste of time.
No, it was nice. You'd make someone's going on a road trip. You'd make them a mixtape.
You know what sucks about mixtapes? I'll tell you. You listen to the song so many times, and you're lining everything up, and you're trying to not. And finally, by the time the mixtape is done, you've heard the songs 1,000 times. You're like, oh, now
well,
what?
I'm going to give this to someone else. I'm going to gift it.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent. Give it to me. Sock it to me.
Women didn't start shaving their armpits until the mid-1910s.
Oh. Is that so?
Why did you?
It must have been something a guy wanted.
Oh, it's always right. Us, boy.
Yeah, it is.
She-Man Woman Haters Club
what
is
about
in
the leg?
Meet, everyone.
What about shaving your legs?
What about it?
When
did that start happening? When did razors become widely available?
I don't know.
Oh, the hotline's ringing. That could be Michelle.
Oh, it probably is, yeah.
Canada was almost named AFISGA, which stood for England, France, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, and Aboriginal.
I'm really glad they went with Canada.
Yeah, Canada's much better.
AFISGA's very strange.
Better idea, guys.
I'm sure we'd be totally used to it. Oh, they almost named it Canada. How strange.
The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is?
Oh, 666. I have no idea.
It's 666.
Of course it is. Gambling is the devil's game, Vinny. 6-6.
You knew that.
I did not know that. I swear to God.
Don't play this. Don't play this song.
But the fact that you asked, I knew it had to be.
Do you play roulette, Hooman?
Oh, it's so fun.
That's the game that has the best odds in Vegas.
Is it really?
Play roulette?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because of the red and the black. If the zero and the double zero weren't there, it would be a 50-50. I have, yes, and I've taught a bunch of people how to play it,
too. The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel is 666.
Yeah. Boo.
It's 666.
Well, listen, all gambling comes from the devil.
The number of the beast.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The Chronicle review for the new 50 Shades movie has the guy clapping in his chair.
Oh.
They liked it.
What? Hooman, you gave it...
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
Yeah, zero. Hey, I got the answer to why underarm shaving started.
Okay.
All right, so before 1915, the word underarm was a scandalous word. You couldn't even say it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did they
And what happened was around that time, 1915, was the first sleeveless dress.
Oh.
So you could finally see the underarm. People were saying it, and to make it more ladylike...
They didn't want
Chewy
underarms.
Yeah. Huh.
And now we're a slave to it. I tried to grow my underarm. I did do it when I was in my early 20s.
Don't do that.
And,
all right.
Yeah.
Let's get a look at that.
Oh, it's shaved right now.
Oh.
But Evil Rick, the drummer in my band, was like, oh, you know, it'd be really cool as if you were like total hippie chick with like underarm. I was like, all right, I'll try it. And it was so disgusting. Like every time I would like be brushing my hair in the mirror, I'd be like, oh my God, what's under my arm? Let's get it off of there.
And so in the 40s was really when the short skirt started coming out. I mean, they started
shaving. And that's when the leg shaving happened.
Yeah, leg shaving started in the 20s, but then the skirts became long again in the 30s. They became super short in the 40s. And then Betty Grable's the one who said, we must remove that objectionable hair.
Oh. Well, your leg hair, you know, it doesn't get as thick as dudes, but it's a, you know, it's not great.
No.
It's kind of.
I could never.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I just saw Michelle Wolf walk in. I'm super excited. So she's got shows at Cobb's all weekend long, and we're going to talk to her right after
she
this.
She looks friendly.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.